Autism is like being on another planet and you don't know who you are or where you are. And you try your hardest to fit in, and eventually it happens, and people accept you and understand you, but you'll always be a little bit different no matter what.
It's kind of more of a social disorder, I guess you could say. Is it something that you're able to grow out of? Yeah. With the help that I've had over the years, I managed to be able to get through my problems.
Autism to me is not really a disability for me. It's more so just a different method of processing information.
For me, there's no one solid definition. It could be a variety of things. It's often explained as being a spectrum, but there are so many different variables that can affect it.
You just heard from four individuals who have been diagnosed with autism or a form of autism such as Asperger's disorder. One example, William Gregory talked about how it was such a struggle for him to essentially adapt into society until one day William's mother managed to see a bumper sticker that said Autism Speaks.
And she looked it up and she found a description of the circumstances of like the condition and what it may be identified as, and they slowly came to realize, you know, this is very close to the kind of problems you've had. We actually were excited when we found out about it. We were like happy because it was like, finally, we have an answer.
Now, William Gregory is a comic book artist for a comic book known as Skullboy, and he is not the only one who has been able to grow in strength after learning of his diagnosis. Another example is William McCombie, a database administrator for the University of Florida. He said that many people will be diagnosed with the same form of autism, but even they have differences. He's learned that there are many different variables to even one spectrum.
There are people who have sensory issues, people who are fairly independent like myself. A lot of people don't have their driver's license, but I actually have mine. I can drive, I get around fairly well, and I can even fly an airplane. I have a pilot's license, and that's a giant leap from driving a car.
Speaking of great accomplishments, there's also Rachel Barcelona. She's won the title of Miss Teen American Spirit, is a model, and she's still in high school. I asked her what the characteristics are she most often associates with autism.
I would say lack of empathy. I'm not really an emotional person. I don't cry that much. Like, there was this one time when I was at a ceremony and people were crying because they were happy, and I just didn't get it. I think I was the only one who wasn't crying. I don't get why I do that, but I think it's nothing to be proud of, and I need to work on that.
At the same time, she has also found strength from her diagnosis.
I can memorize things easily. For example, we were doing my high school play, and everyone was scrambling to try and remember their lines. Oh my gosh, I gotta memorize. But I had to look over it one time, and I got it memorized. I don't want to brag about it, but I just think that's a good advantage if you want to be in theater, which I love.
I talked to another person who also has a passion for being on stage. Caleb Caton is a college student and the lead guitarist for the band Obscurity.
Just to be able to perform live in front of people, it's just kind of a way, I guess, to escape reality somewhat. I mean, it has nothing to do with the autism. I feel like when I get up on a stage, I just get to be myself. Hey, just give me a guitar. Let me play something I know.
The reason why I did these interviews is because if you ever listen to the radio or watch TV and it's about autism, you always hear it described by medical professionals. Very few times have I heard it described by those who have been diagnosed, the autistic people themselves. I always think that they can describe it in a very imaginative, very artistic sense. For example, myself, I have autism, specifically Asperger's disorder. When I was in the 10th grade, at some point I came up with the nickname Glitch. Reason for that is, a computer glitch is usually a software issue, and I stare off into space at least a dozen times a day. For me personally, having autism is sort of having a glitch in the system. It's not lethal, it's just a minor hiccup. It happens from time to time. It doesn't really stop you from achieving great things. My name is Andrew Casey, WUSF 89.7 News.